You are listening to Roundtable. Do the terms like metrosexual, lumbersexual, spornosexual ring a bell to you? Who is the modern urban man? What does the man want? How does he dress? And how does he want to be seen? Yeah, guys, do you want to clarify the terms first before we...dive into this interesting discussion?
Yeah, well, first, let me just say that this kind of definition has come after man has stopped being in the fields and hunting and digging for his food. Now, he's in an office chair and he's having identity issues, guys. Who is he? He's no longer the hunter-gatherer. He's the office man. So, he's got to decide what his style's going to be, what his flavor is. And for some of those people, you might be...a metrosexual. So, signs you are a metrosexual is you can just walk past, you can't just walk past a Banana Republic, which is a high-end preppy store for things like dress shirts and slacks. Another way you might think you are a metrosexual is if you own 20 pairs of shoes and half a dozen sunglasses and just as many watches and you carry a man purse.Then you also might be a metrosexual. So basically, as I'm reading through these, I'm starting to see, like, these are guys that really take care of themselves.
Yeah, and they're often so well-groomed and so classy. They dress so nicely. They're very attractive.
What do you think, Lo Yu? Metrosexual?
I think metrosexual men generally are very popular here in East Asia. And if you look, some of the actors people are familiar with, including Song Joong-ki, Song Joong-ki and Chris Wu, Wu Yifan in China, or Chen Xuedong, or Lu Han, or Wu Xiubo, I think all these male actors could be fall into the category of being metrosexual. They're very clean, they're well-groomed, and they're very captivating and very attracted to women, generally.
Yeah, I mean, so first of these descriptions I'm reading to you, you might be like, but Ryan, these sound like these could be also, you know, gay males. Well, I'm sure it can be either or, but there are some celebs who consider themselves heterosexual metrosexuals. And these are actually, so celebs in the Western culture would be Hugh Jackman, Ryan Seacrest, David Beckham.
The Becks, yeah.
And Cristiano Ronaldo. These are guys that you can see they really take care of themselves. They probably would never drive around in a pickup truck, although actually... I do think David Beckham might do that, but they maybe drink wine instead of beer. They're just very high-class individuals.
So, yeah, and we know nothing about their sexual orientation. There is no direct clarification whatsoever. So you could be, on paper, a metrosexual guy and be straight and also be attractive to women.
Yeah, I get the vibe like heterosexual or homosexual. These are just guys that really care about their image, okay?
Yeah.
And now we're going to move on to the rise of the lumbersexual.
Yes, and that's the part I'm super interested in.
Yeah. So the lumbersexual is kind of like the move that's come from the metrosexual. These are guys who have a full beard and like to wear lumber jackets, faded jeans, a working man's cap. You know, I would call them like hipster type guys if I were in the U.S. But some examples here would be Ryan Gosling. I know a lot of ladies really like Tom Hardy. Jake Gyllenhaal, one of Ho Young's personal favorites.
And then he's very attractive.
And then Zac Efron, which I was actually surprised with. I would have put him more in the metrosexual category, but he's actually quite an outdoorsy kind of guy, as I understand. He did a show with Bear Grylls where he did some crazy stuff. So,
I think Ryan Price is also lumbersexual.
Oh!
Yeah, because you're brawny, you wear expensive flannel, you have an impressive beard.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you, hi.
And actually, Ryan Price told me that back in your home country, you have a pickup car, right? Truck.
I do. Yeah, he has a really good memory, folks. I did. I do like my trucks. I think trucks are awesome, and you can go four-wheeling with them, which is so much fun. But that's not why I'm a lumbersexual. I think I would drift in between a lumbersexual and I don't know what else.
Metrosexual.
Not metrosexual.
But obviously you don't chop down trees, right?
Yeah, and I have a 4 o'clock shadow, folks, but I don't have the full-blown beard. I do like faded jeans and in certain kind of clothes, maybe a working man's cap if it's kind of cold. But these are guys that kind of are a move to manly manness, you know what I mean, in the U.S. And I think in the U.S., it's becoming very, women really like these guys that are like, manly. And, but I would say it's a different story here in China. Maybe lumbersexuals wouldn't be very popular.
Mm. Well, when you talk about a full-grown beard, that's like major bushes around on your face. That isn't particularly the most favorable thing in the eyes of a Chinese girl like He Yang.
Sanitation tends to be a problem for the fully grown beard, right?
That's interesting. I wonder if those guys with full-fledged grown beards, do they use shampoo to like clean it? Because it's gigantic. It's a lot of hair.
What do you use? I've had a pretty weak beard in comparison to some of these lumbersexual types. But yeah, I would use shampoo. Okay, I would use shampoo on my beard. In the winter.
Do you use moisturizer?
No.
If you do, then you're entering metrosexual.
Then you're a metro lumbersexual and very confused, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, for me, the thing with a long beard, a long bushy beard, is I felt kind of like, after a while, I needed to be clean cut to represent myself as being like strong and not just strong, but always never late and very prompt. And I just didn't like how that beard represented me. But there's some strong, silent type men out there that think lumbersexual is the way to go.
I think the culture of being lumbersexual hasn't permeated Asia generally. I think a lot of the Asian women don't like the idea of being lumbersexual, because how can you accept a man with so long, be unkempt beard? At the same time, well, maybe physical keep up is a very good thing, but you know, you don't want to see that man being so masculine, right?
You make a very good point, Lo Yu, because you know, we frequently talk about when it comes to women how we have in the West and the East differentiating ideas of what's attractive. Well, it seems like when it comes to men as well, we have a very different portrayal of what the attractive man is. He Yang, can you fill us in here?
Yeah, I was waiting for my chance as you guys keep on talking about what women like. Oh dear. That's too much for me to take at one go. Basically, I think, yes, I pretty much agree with what Luo Yu says about the, you know, Chinese girls' preference. But I think these things kind of come and go, just like swinging in a like a pendulum. That at the moment, I think we still see a bit more of those, maybe more like a metrosexual guys that are being favored in China, especially celebrity wise. Often, I mean, like that Song Zhongji guy. I know he's everybody's husband right now, apparently, but me, because I don't have a thing for that guy. I think he's too. I mean, how can you trust him that he will be able to protect you? I mean, I'm a pretty strong lady myself, and for me, I think a man's man is preferred.
Well, then maybe you should look for hybrids like the spornosexual, which is a metrosexual but with a very fit and manly body. He likes to show it off. He's a sporty dude. You'd probably find him in the gym being like, "What's up, bro? Check out my new tattoo or my new piercing." But these are the kind of guys who are really physically upkept but still tend to like take good care of themselves. Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo would be a good example again.
Yeah, but that hybrid word tend to have the word porno in it,
yeah.
And I'm kind of turned off by that. And our listeners are asking us, what category does Luo Yu and Ryan fill in? And I think Ryan definitely lumbersexual.
Uh-huh.
And Luo Yu, you're just sexual. All right. Yeah, I hope I've answered your questions, everybody. You've been bugging me with the same question. So yeah, that's all for today. Thank you so much for your company. Bye for now. See you tomorrow!